For this morning's public reading of God's Word, turn with me to Luke chapter 6 as we begin this chapter in Dr. Brother Luke's narrative of the life of the Christ. Luke chapter 6, I'm going to read just the first 12 verses here this morning as we read and give some commentary. Came to pass on the second Sabbath after the first that he went through the cornfields, and his disciples plucked the ears of corn and did eat, rubbing them in their hands. And certain of the Pharisees said unto them, Why do ye that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath days? Jesus, answering them, said, Have you not read so much as this, what David did when himself was a-hungered, and they that were with him? How he went into the house of God, and did take and eat the showbread, and gave also to them that were with him, which it is not lawful to eat but for the priest alone. And he said unto them, That the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. And it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and the Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man which had the withered hand, Rise up, stand forth in the midst. And he arose and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath day to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? And looking round about them all, he said unto the man, Stretch forth thy hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored as whole as the other. And they were filled with madness and communed one with another what they might do to Jesus. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray, and continued all night in prayer to God. Please be seated, and may God bless his word. Here, Brother Dr. Luke gives us two accounts on two separate Sabbath days of Jesus doing something or performing a miracle and yet being condemned, ridiculed, and hated for what he did. Now, there are some well-known individuals who claim that in this instance here, Jesus was abrogating the Sabbath, getting rid of it, and basically flaunting and rubbing his behavior on the Sabbath into the very face of his adversaries. Such an interpretation is not only ludicrous, but it's blasphemous. Jesus was in no way negating the Sabbath, but if you read it carefully without your premillennial dispensational madness, Jesus was not getting rid of the Sabbath, he was correcting the abuses done on the Sabbath. Now, on the first instance, he's walking through a field and they're hungry. Well, by virtue of taking the grain and rubbing it in their hands so they could eat the whole kernel, which I'm assuming, according to the Pharisees, that rubbing in one's hand caused friction. Friction creates heat. And in the eyes of the Pharisees, you were cooking on the Sabbath day. That is found nowhere in the Old Testament. Okay? People got to eat. All right? You got to eat. And so if you eat at home or at a restaurant on Sunday, are you violating the Sabbath? You got to go home. Someone has to work in the kitchen to make the meal. And if you say, well, the person did all the preparation the night before, okay, that's fine. But while you're eating, are you not chewing? Is that not working? Are you not burning calories? Just like rubbing grain in your hand? The foolishness. And then Jesus cites an example that can be found all the way back in 1 Samuel chapter 21, where David was on the run from King Saul, and his men and David were both hungry and famished, and the only food available was the showbread, the 12 loaves of bread that represented the 12 tribes. And the high priest gave that bread to David to sustain David as well as the men that were with him. And if you look at that verse 5 of Luke chapter 6, what does Jesus say? That the Son of Man is, present tense, also Lord of the Sabbath. Since Jesus was the one that created the Sabbath during the creation week ordinance, and then that creation week ordinance of one day of rest out of 7, 6 days of work, one day of rest, that was incorporated into the law of Moses. But if you read Exodus chapter 16, one of the allegations that Pharaoh brought against Moses and Aaron was that the people were taking a day off to rest, and therefore the tally of bricks wasn't being met. So they were observing one day and 7 rest prior, before God etched it with his finger on 2 tables of stone. Okay? Here Jesus is saying, I'm Lord of the Sabbath. So Jesus was not rubbing anything in anyone's face, nor was he acting willy-nilly, nor was he acting disrespectful. He was honoring the Sabbath and correcting false teaching on the part of the Pharisees. And since he's Lord of the Sabbath, if he feels like rubbing grain on the Sabbath for him and his disciples to eat as the Lord of heaven and earth, he had that prerogative. So here he's not saying bye-bye Sabbath. He's saying, how about you do things correctly on the Sabbath and put away the doctrines and the teachings and the traditions of men? And then the next illustration was this man with the withered hand. Have you noticed that Jesus sometimes went out of his way to perform these miracles on the Sabbath day, knowing, he knew that he would get a negative response on the part of the Pharisees and Sadducees and scribes? So how can anyone tell me to lighten up, knowing that my comments may ruffle someone's feathers? It would seem Jesus went out of his way to ruffle the religious establishment. Did he not? Did he do these miracles in secret? Did he do it in the corner? Did he do it behind a curtain? He went out of his way to perform many of his miracles on the day of rest that caused great consternation towards his adversaries. So lighten up? No. But you might ruffle feathers. Truth hurts. Truth divides. Christ is not the great uniter of men as much as he is the great divider of men. And so this individual has a withered hand. And I like Jesus' question in verse 9. I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill it? And apparently they couldn't give a response. And so Jesus simply tells this man, stretch forth thy hand. And it was made whole. And then verse 11. Those who took issue with Jesus, in their eyes, in their teaching, now that's the point, in whose teaching was Jesus correcting? Theirs, not his, nor the one day in 7, nor his father, who said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. They got ticked off. Notice, filled with madness. And then they commune one with another what to do with this prophet from Nazareth. And it came to pass, verse 12, in those days, apparently days after these events, he went up into a mountain to pray continually all night with his heavenly Father. And so, beloved, the Sabbath has not been negated just because Jesus corrected misapplication and misteaching of the Sabbath. And those who say that have to say it because they approach the Bible with a grid that is forced upon the text by chopping up the Bible in 7 little dispensations, which are only found in a Scofield Reference Bible interjected in the text. And thus it is something that was added to the text, which deserves the anathema of God. Well, may God choose to bless his word.